WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. New developments in the search for the man accused of killing his three young daughters in rural Washington state.
The Chelan County Sheriff's Office has turned over the search for Travis Decker to the feds. Conducting the operation now are the FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, and the Department of Homeland Security. And we've also learned that the bodies of the three young girls were found with their hands zip-tied and plastic bags over their heads. Their father, Travis Decker, who is ex-military with extensive survival training, is charged with their murders and is thought to be hiding out in the forested mountains of central Washington. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Tonight, the BET Award celebrates its 25th anniversary. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 10 nominations, including Album of the Year. Doechii, Drake, Future, and Glorilla are tied for second most nods with 6. Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg, and Kirk Franklin will all receive the Ultimate Icon Award. The awards, hosted by Kevin Hart, air live from the Peacock Theater in L.A. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin advocates are reacting to the arrests and military action in California. Immigration raids began in the LA area, and as protests popped up, President Donald Trump mobilized the National Guard to the objection of the California governor and the mayor of L.A. Authorities have shot rubber bullets and tear gas at protesters. Daryl Morin is the national head of Forward Latino based here in Wisconsin. He said officials, quote, unjustly arresting, detaining and deporting individuals who are lawfully present, as well as those with no criminal record, have profoundly eroded public trust, end quote. Meanwhile, Voces de la Frontera operates a 24/7 hotline to help confirm when immigration authorities are in a specific area and debunk online rumors. They've actually changed it to a 1-800 number recently so they can handle more calls. That number is 1-800-427-0213. And starting today, a local health system is adding new resources for people with substance use disorders. Meritor is now offering walk-in clinics twice a week. According to reporting from WMTV, the goal is to provide support and care to anybody who needs it. They just have to walk in and they'll have access to assessments, mental health professionals, and anti-craving medications. The clinic is open Mondays from 12:30 to 3 p.m. and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's on Madison's west side on Gammon Road. And now it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell slightly over the last week, dropping 1.7 cents to land at $2.95 today. This is 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 27 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say refineries have ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. There is an overall gentle downward trend across the country as summer progresses.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddy first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. It's 63 right now.
Maggie Dawn,
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Don Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Don Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Don Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. All right. We are kicking off Act 2 here of Nightlight on a Monday from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me tonight on this gorgeous, almost summer night. For those of you who missed hour one, our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of iced cream?
Ice cream.
Iced cream. Past tense.
Ice cream.
Because the cream is iced. So we'll do that. Let us know what your favorite ice cream is, folks. It's 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Have some fun with this. You got all kinds of different things to choose from. You got Ben and Jerry's, Chocolate Shop in Madison, that's mine. Kelly's in Eden is Conrad's. You've got Ben and Jerry. Did I say Ben and Jerry's? You've got Haagen-Dazs. You've got your whole Cedar Crest family.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of great iced cream, especially here in Wisconsin. So let us know. You can text us on the app or the stream or old-fashioned at 855-752-4842. So let us know. And we talked to my pal Lance Barber, who just finished a great run on the show Young Sheldon. Lance is a great guy. It was good to catch up. And we've got some great texts already. We talked about the fact that Michael J. Fox has raised $2 billion for Parkinson's, a disease he suffered from for over 30 years, which I think is just incredible. And also, Conrad is dressed like a coach tonight.
Yep.
You should be holding a clipboard with a headset. Well, you got a headset. And you
I just
be,
need the
piece.
Yeah, the mic attached to it.
You should be sending in plays to Jordan Love. And I know that would be.
I think we go 0-16. 0-17.
At least you don't overestimate yourself. So let us know what your favorite kind of ice cream is. Conrad, you told me that you saw the movie Surfer, and that has been on my radar for a long time, but then I kind of forgot about it. I know you can stream it now. What did you think of this film?
It is a total trip.
It goes, can be interpreted many different ways.
Like, it's not that long, but it feels like it goes on for like 3 hours.
That's not a good sign.
The story of it takes time to develop a little bit.
Yeah.
And once it gets to it, it's pretty badass. But like, if it feels like you're just on a trip during the whole thing, you know?
Well, like, that's kind of good though, right?
Yeah, I think the story is something that it's new. It's something that hasn't really been done before, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it just takes so many different turns.
Okay.
Nick Cage, I think he did a good job in it.
Am I going to like it?
I think you're going to have mixed feelings about it.
All right, that's fair.
And then it's just, the story is he's a surfer that was born in Australia. His dad was a surfer that was raised on this beach. He passed away, and then they moved to America.
Yeah.
Nick Cage kept surfing. He toured all around America, do surfing stuff.
Okay.
And with his family now, he moved back to Australia and wants to buy his childhood home.
All right.
But the beach that's on it is now run by the locals. And the locals...
Who are territorial.
Yes.
Surfers, I didn't know this until I moved to California. Surfers are very territorial.
And surprised me. I didn't know that either until... I mean, I don't know if it was true or not, but he goes down to the beach with his son to just catch, you know, catch some waves. And this guy gets really mad. He says, locals only. If you even try to go on that, on the water, I'm going to break your skull and your son's.
Wow.
So they leave, obviously.
That's too much.
And he just can't, he just like, he's going to buy the house.
Okay.
And he's like, I want to surf on this. So he just keeps trying to find a way to surf down there. And it just, he just doesn't stop. And eventually it just gets to a point. I'm not going to say too much more because the trip part of it is like the middle of it.
All right.
What goes on in the middle is crazy.
I might watch it tonight. That's been on my radar for a while. I didn't know, like I said, how territorial surfers were. I always thought they were like, oh, chill, whatever. Fellow preschool dad who was from South America loved surfing. And he would drop his kid off at preschool with my son, and then he would drive to Malibu and surf until he had to pick up his son. And he said a guy paddled out on his surfboard, went right next to him, and out of nowhere just clocked him right in the face and then kept paddling on. And my friend was like, he didn't know what to do. Like, he's not going to fight the guy in 10 feet of water or whatever. And the guy had all his friends there. But yeah, they're a lot kind of crazy. So I am curious to see the film, though. Hey, folks, if you haven't played our Text to Win contest, our latest Text to Win contest here at Civic Media, check out our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. I'm sure you already know about it, but I'm going to tell you anyway because it's a great contest, and all you need is the Civic Media app in order to play. You get a keyword, just like our previous contests, and you text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m. Text in that that keyword. And you are eligible for hourly prizes, including $100 cash in your pocket and Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. Conrad has sat in those very seats I'm talking about.
Yes.
And they are lovely seats, aren't they?
They are fantastic.
All right. Good to know. So every hourly entry that you do enters you in the contest for the grand prize. There's two of them, and they are both outstanding. A trip to Door County, a summer vacation to Door County, or Baraboo, two of the most lovely spots in our state. Absolutely beautiful. You can't go wrong with either one. And we're going to give you gas money to get there. Even if you drive a Hummer, we're giving you the gas money. So you have four daily chances to enter now through just this Friday. So if you haven't played, jump in and join the fun, folks. Good luck, everybody, on our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Great fun. All right, this and what a, real quick, because I got to read some texts. Let's do the text. Then I want to ask you about another show you watched
sure.
that I haven't seen yet. So we'll do that. On the stream, our question of the night, once again, is what is your favorite kind of iced cream? Mike Destel says he texted in a question for Lance, which I thought was awesome. Mike says Lorman's chocolate malt cone. All right, Lorman's is a department store. In Marinette, it was this kind of department store that was a destination for like people in the UP and people from an hour away. It was like the, not JCPenney, but like, let's say like the Marshall Fields of Marinette. It was a great store. They had a soda fountain. They had jeans. You could get everything, stereos. So I'm assuming Mike means, I think most of it was about to close when I moved there. I had nothing to do with that though. But Mike says Lorman's chocolate malt cone. Love it, Mike. Thank you. Dave, also from Marinette, says chocolate peanut butter at the Memorial Union. I should clarify, Dave lives in Madison now, but he is originally from Marinette. Chocolate peanut butter at the Memorial Union. I think that's chocolate shop ice cream, Dave, if I'm not mistaken. But I can't remember. Scratch. Love that name. Scratch, listening on the stream, says, I'm a vanilla fan. As of late, I'm grooving on either Stone Ridge Creamery's Double Vanilla. It's so good. All right.
You know, I don't know why this made me think of this, but so is it vanilla iced?
Vanilla iced.
Iced baby.
I thought you were going to say because his name was Scratch. I don't know what made me think of this, but I have a horrible rash that just formed over the break. Thank you, Scratch. Great name. Don't be a stranger. Love it. We got to get to some texts here, too. God, we're going back to hour number. We're a little bit behind here. Steve, Conrad's dad, says Kelly's Country Creamery.
Yes.
Located on the family farm, Highway B between Eden and Fond du Lac. Steve, your whole family seems to be a fan. That was Conrad's favorite, too. He says, best ice cream in the world. I don't know how your dad knows that. Seems pretty cocky, Conrad, but I'll take his word for it. Gordy from Oregon, Wisconsin says, enjoy your banter, but in my 72 years, I have never seen iced cream on any sign or carton.
There we go.
Doesn't mean it's not right, Gordy. Nice try, buddy. I'm the grammar police right here tonight. And then who is this? Who's sending this picture of Biscoff? Oh, that's so good.
That creamy cookie butter.
Yeah.
That's Ronnie from Horican.
Ronnie from Horican. He says, Pete, you need this. I love that.
You know, I've never tried that, but that looks so good.
I am so trying that now. How far back? Oh, Conrad's mom checks in. I can't leave Paula off. She says she's in the 920, but she's really not in the 920. She says, am I saying that right, Conrad?
Gillies and Fond du Lac, yes.
Okay, Gillies and Fond du Lac. Their Sundays are the best.
They're fantastic.
Gotta try one.
They make really good grasshoppers.
Yeah. Oh, I love a grasshopper. Or a Brandy Alexander. With booze? They put booze in?
No.
Okay.
Just a mint grasshopper, you know, when I was younger. Loved those things.
Yeah, totally. Jim from Appleton says, Culver's frozen custard. Or doesn't that count? It absolutely counts, Jim. And not just because we like you. It's a fine answer and a wonderful text. Robert from La Crosse says, when did iced cream become ice cream? Here's another one. Thank you, Robert. He says, historians estimate that this recipe evolved into ice cream sometime in the 16th century. I'm an old soul. What can I say? England seems to have discovered ice cream at the same time, or perhaps even earlier than the Italians. Cream ice, as it was called, appeared regularly at the table of Charles during the 17th century. I have to Google every word in that text.
See, it's not cream iced.
Well, it should be. No, but in that case, it would be cream ice or creamy ice. Maybe technically it would be better. Thank you, Robert from La Crosse. Something's going on outside. Have you noticed that? When I was outside during the break, There were like 30 people on Segway. It's like there's a Paul Blart convention in town. They were all crossing
the street. I'd love that.
take the rest of the night off, Conrad. Lee from DePere's in the 920. He says, favorite mint chocolate chip. That's his favorite flavor. Side note, where does custard fit in? It's acceptable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even yogurt. I mean, we're not sticklers here. We are for the grammar part, but for the ice cream part, it doesn't matter. He says, never heard of it until I moved to Wisconsin. I didn't either, Lee. I didn't know what custard was either. I only knew it was part of a donut, and I never liked it in that form, but I can certainly eat it cold. Good stuff. Sherry from Horicon says, Dairy Queen, old school. And that's iced milk.
You know, I can still get down with the Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Yeah, I can too. Or Peanut Buster Parfait. Peanut Buster Parfait. Bridget in the 818 says, hot fudge sundae with pecans from Leon's in Oshkosh. Yes.
Yes.
She says, favorite for decades with a big heart sign. My son was at Leon's in Oshkosh last week and sent us a picture of a juice burger because we love their juice burgers, which is basically a Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe. Luke Mathers says, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, by the way. Tillamook is good. I forgot about Tillamook. Coffee almond fudge is probably my favorite store-bought type. Luke, they make like a chocolate. It's not like dirt. I can't remember what it's called, but they have all this chocolate stuff in there. It is so rich. I'm totally with you. I forgot about Tillamook. He says the Cops flavor that they used to have called a Sprecher Root Beer Float is my favorite ice cream flavor of all time. Oh, I never tried that. I love Sprecher, though. Love the root beer. Thank you, Luke. Monica from Mount Horeb says, instead of a bromance, you have a bro-lance. Can we play his second promo?
I don't have it.
Oh, you got to edit it or something? We can say that, right? He said Schwaballs. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwaballs.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwaballs.
It's just the weirdest thing ever. It's like the first time I met him on the set, he called me Balls. And it's a thing ever since. Thank you, Lance. Thank you, Monica. Yes, that's great. We have a bro, Lance. I love that. Chris Sheridan from Janesville says, hands down, Rocky Road. Yes, great stuff. Thank you, Chris. Brian from Green Bay says, how old is Mike getting it? Brian from Green Bay says, how old is Mike getting it from Lorman's? Mike's not that old, Brian. Come on. Don't be a hater. Brian says, ice cream. No, I know. I knew what you said. All right, we'll read more of your texts as the show progresses. Coming up next, after a very short break, We're going to do a Nightlight quiz with our pal, Heather Heil. She is coming into the studio. She's the business director of development at the Green Bay Children's Museum. But for tonight, she is here in the studio, probably for a good 30 minutes. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus Ignite Glass and Gifts. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's great to have you here on this Tuesday, or
Monday.
Remember what I was just saying about mental sharpness? Yeah. It's Monday, and we've got our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite brand of ice cream? So all kinds of fun stuff going on here. And if that weren't enough, if talking about ice cream wasn't joyful enough, that was something that our senses can taste. Now we have a presence in the studio that we can feel like ice cream tastes. Boy, that's a good
that
ad for you.
That was good. Thank you.
Her presence is like ice cream taste. We got to work. We got to workshop
on that
a little bit.
Yeah.
Heather Heil is
not
here.
Not cold, not freezing, just a nice, kind person that you like. Everybody likes ice cream.
She's the business development director at the Green Bay Children's Museum, and she knows everything about Green Bay, and she is here on Nightlight, as she so often is. It's great to have you.
Thanks. Good to be back. It's been a while, and we it has. And every time I come in here, I bring you food.
I'm sorry.
And then you're fasting. And then I have to ask the questions of like, what is this? Yeah. So see, Conrad got right after it. That's actually from Dan, because you were talking about this a little
Heather's
earlier.
Is it significant other? Yeah. Is that a good? Okay. He brought this because we were talking about this. Whoops. Upside down.
Yep.
Biscoff. And it is delicious.
They're cookies. You can get them on Delta Airlines. Yeah. You can get them at like fancy hotels. So you don't always want the cookie right away. So we save them, and he wanted to share them with you. But you're not able to eat that because you're fasting. But
tomorrow morning.
Do you talk to me about the fasting? How often are you fasting?
Every week for some amount of time. Sometimes it's hard. You travel, or I'm having a bad day and I want to mouse some food.
Yeah.
But I try to do like, just because of the health benefits. I'm not, I mean, I'd like to lose a few pounds, obviously, but the health benefits are very good for fasting.
Okay. So what are the health benefits? Yeah,
well, it lowers your level. And it, listen, I'm not, folks, those of you listening, I am not a doctor, contrary to popular opinion. So don't listen to me. Do your own research. But you,
this works for you. What it does for you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it lowers your blood pressure and your cholesterol, mm-hmm. supposedly. It gives your digestive system a break. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're supposed to shovel food in throughout the course of the day too much. You sleep better. Mm-hmm. Your mental clarity, despite what you've experienced.
See, I feel like if I'm fasting, I would be like, oh my God, I'm so hungry.
My
belly hurts. And all I would be like, food. Like it would be reverse for me. And it's not?
It's not. It's the exact opposite. And when you work through, and based on the research I've done, when your stomach is grumbly, mm-hmm. that's when you're eating into your fat reserves.
Oh.
So to me, I just have a little water and I take a walk and it passes. And it's not that difficult, really.
Also, like, I believe with fasting, for people who might be doing this, like, if you have a stick of gum, your fast is over. Like, it's any caloric intake, correct?
Yeah. There's some different schools of thought on that. I've heard coffee and tea are okay. But you're right. If there's, like, if you eat gum or a piece mm-hmm. of candy, you're a vitamin. Like, if you have a gummy vitamin that has 5 calories,
yeah, that you're
technically
supposed to take. Yeah, so can you take your vitamins when you're fasting?
I don't. I skip them for a day. So, ooh, yeah. Mm. Well, okay. I mean, if vitamin's going to tide me over, that's... I'm starving.
I'd be like, no, I want my vitamins. I need my collagen. Come on. I'm a lady of a certain age.
Conrad is saying we have a call.
Yes.
Who's calling?
Ollie from the Northwoods.
Oh, okay. Ollie, how are you?
Oh, Ollie.
You know what? I've had about enough of your crap, Ollie.
Ollie, call
Ollie
us
got
back.
Disconnected. Yeah, please call back and say hello to Heather Heil, who is here
I'd
in
love
the
to
studio.
Hear from you.
Let's get some of this stuff out of the way. Before we get to the quiz and all kinds of other stuff, I really want to know, you have such a great museum. Mm-hmm. You do a great job. You love your work and you're very good at it. What
Thank
is
you.
Coming up at the Green Bay Children's
yeah,
Museum?
Yeah, so we actually this Wednesday, we have our Taste of Summer event. So 4 times a year, we offer a free food event that we offer nutritious food and we bring in other partners, not cookies. I'm not bringing in cookies to
you
the
sure?
event.
Okay.
I'm positive. And we invite the Green Bay Police Department. So Craigers comes in and helps to serve food. I know. I just had to slip that in there because
I want Craig to know I am not a proprietor. I do not say Craigers.
Yes, he does.
No, I do not. And certainly not on the air.
Okay,
I don't need that guy bird dogging me all over.
He's so awesome. So enemies. Like Officer Craig and some other of the amazing men and women from the Green Bay Police Department come in and help serve food so you can engage with them nice. In a really positive manner. And it's absolutely free. So we also have local musician, child musician, Randy Peterson, who's coming in for that. And that's this Wednesday from 3 to 7.
Oh, very
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely free. We have some bubble play, some water play. You're going to want to bring an extra change of clothes for your kids because they're going to get wet. So there's sprinklers and pools and all sorts of fun stuff, as well as face painting, and you can paint some chairs, and again, free. And then also coming up, we have Dairy Days at the Museum for June Dairy Month on
Did
Saturday.
You say the
June,
museum?
At the Museum,
I
of course.
It.
We love,
love
that.
It.
June
well
28th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's part of our STEAM Saturday series. So those are the really fun things that we have. And of course, I mean, it's fun every day at the museum.
Well,
our museum.
There's a ton of stuff to do there. What do you do if, like, the police are there serving food and a guy going through the food line is doing one of these? Like, he doesn't want to be seen.
Shockingly, I have had that happen, it has not been at the museum. It has been at a different event
where I've
had someone who might have been indulging in recreational behaviors coming to a very heavily police at my Bark and Blue event. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
What are you doing? These are drug sniffing dogs. I can't fix you.
You know, I totally stole what I just did because I was part of we were filming something in Las Vegas once, and the director of photography had the camera set up and he was pointed just to get an establishing shot. And people were walking back and forth. One guy is approaching the camera, and at the last second, he sees the camera and goes like this.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what did that guy do?
I know. Something he did not want to be
I
seen.
Know.
You know what? The law is the law, and they're going to do what they have to do. So just be a good human.
And if you do get arrested by Craig, do not call him.
Kriegers.
Right.
Officer Kriegers.
All right. Heather Heil is here. You're going to tell us about a wedding you went to.
I did
think
this
is kind of cool.
I know.
There was a different
it's
thing
to
happen.
It's wedding season.
And we're going to give Heather a quiz. And these
I'm
are
really nervous
fun.
About this, my friends.
You're going to do fine. You're going to do fine. This is Peach Wabba at Nightlight. We are coming right back after the news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. New developments in the search for the man accused of killing his three young daughters in rural Washington state.
The Chelan County Sheriff's Office has turned over the search for Travis Decker to the feds. Conducting the operation now are the FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, and the Department of Homeland Security. And we've also learned that the bodies of the three young girls were found with their hands zip-tied and plastic bags over their heads. Their father, Travis Decker, who is ex-military with extensive survival training, is charged with their murders and is thought to be hiding out in the forested mountains of central Washington. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Tonight, the BET Award celebrates its 25th anniversary. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 10 nominations, including Album of the Year. Doechii, Drake, Future, and Glorilla are tied for second most nods with 6. Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg, and Kirk Franklin will all receive the Ultimate Icon Award. The awards, hosted by Kevin Hart, air live from the Peacock Theater in L.A. This is ABC News.
The Pack says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately, just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit through 6 innings and thought about going back out in the 7th.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the 7th, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC Theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. It's 63 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
The Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite brand of ice cream? Sydney from Oregon. I think I thought that was Wisconsin, Conrad. But Sydney corrected me. He said it's actually a little city, the little city of Chicago. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Because there is an Oregon, Illinois, and he has an Illinois area code. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he says the little city of Chicago Heights, Illinois, has an ice cream shop, Zarlengo's. Interesting. Like it. He says, with the best chocolate soft serve on the planet and basically nothing else, worth a visit. Safety not guaranteed. You have a chance at a serious injury going in to get soft serve?
Wow.
Okay.
I'm
Chris,
in.
Chris, all right, Heather, I need you to weigh in on this. Chris Sheridan from Janesville, he's in the 608. He says, ice creamed? He didn't like that, Conrad.
I didn't know he did not.
would you say, Heather Heil is here, folks. She's the business director, business development director.
Relationship builder at the Children's Museum. Yeah.
You've been at that gig a while. You're very good at it.
Thank you.
You just gave us a rundown of what's coming up, which is very cool. And mostly, I like hearing about what's going on there, but I just like having you here because you're so much fun. And
you take thank our quizzes,
you. And you indulge us.
I just like to have fun and live life and take photos of everything and... Just, yeah, if there's something going on, I'm all about this.
I know you are. And we'll ask you what else is coming up, too. But what is your favorite? Do you say ice cream or iced cream?
I say ice cream, but the proper term is iced cream.
Conrad,
because
no,
Conrad, at the museum, when we are making iced cream, we start with ice in our churn when we're making that. And iced cream is actually made from ice.
That is my
dairy.
I don't believe you, Heather.
Salts,
I'm sorry.
And I apologize, but yeah, that's...
Do not denigrate the guests, Conrad. Yes. You know better than that.
Yes,
you're better
don't
than that.
Guest shame me. Look at you in your good hat.
Doesn't he look like he should be coaching the Packers?
He does.
That?
I like the look today.
I just need a clipboard, and I'm all set.
The whistle.
Exactly. All right, Heather Heil is here. She's in studio. You just went to a wedding, and I think this is interesting. I have not talked about weddings on this show since I've been doing this show.
Oh, really?
And there's always funny stories associated with weddings. Mm-hmm. When you come from one, there's tropes, I guess, or stereotypes. Tell us what this wedding you went to was like, and I like how you thought it was different. That was kind of cool, too.
I loved this wedding. So we were invited to a wedding, and it was in Upper Michigan, first and foremost. And I have not been to Michigan, Pete, ever. It
really?
Is beautiful there.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars. It is so gorgeous. And it was at a ski resort, a Bohemian ski resort. I apologize. I don't know the name of it offhand. And the couple that was getting married was just so sincere and so genuine and really just did the wedding their way. So it was outdoors and they did their own vows. Very sweet and, like I said, genuine. Of course, there was music. And
band or DJ?
They had a band.
Nice.
And it was the couple actually took time and went to different breweries and listened to different bands to find.
Wow.
So they really wanted like that brewery feel band.
Okay.
And they were really fantastic.
Oh, that's cool.
So we had our dinner. They had a caterer come in and it was really good. But for dessert, which we've talked about, and again, you're fasting. I apologize as I'm like talking
that's
about
okay.
food. I love a good piece of wedding cake. They
Who
did
doesn't?
Not do wedding cake at this event. They brought out Uncle Mike's Kringle. Are you kidding
Uncle
me?
Uncle Mike's from Suamico?
Uncle
up
Mike's
in the UP?
Kringle. They had brought up for their dessert.
Wow.
So good. Like
the
they
the
are
rich,
winning.
Like yeah. caramel nuts.
They had a sea salt caramel and a raspberry.
And was it huge or did they just put
They just
out-
brought normal ones and just kept like bringing them out. So they bought them by Kringle, and like it was so delightful, and people were going crazy, and they win the dessert for that. I love that.
I love that too. That's outstanding. Was it the kind of thing you stayed overnight for because it's so far away? What part of the UP was it in?
We did. So it's Mohawk, Michigan. So we ended up staying in Eagle Harbor, and there's also an Eagle River. So we took our time on Sunday driving back and exploring some of those towns, which I haven't been to. So a couple of the falls. And honestly, Pete, it was like a 5-hour drive, I think.
Oh, that's but far.
It is. But if you think about, like, I'm getting old. Sunday drivers, like, you know, people that drive on a Sunday, it was a perfect drive. Even if you go to Eagle River, Wisconsin, it's a really cute community.
Oh, beautiful.
And they have a ton of ice cream places up there,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, they do.
Where I was like, okay, I just want a burger, but it's all ice cream everywhere.
You know what? I spent a lot of time up in the Three Lakes area when I was a kid.
Yes.
We drive up from Chicago, and God, after a day of swimming, getting a burger at one of those local burger joints or ice cream.
Yep.
But you're talking Eagle Harbor. That Eagle River is probably 2.5 from here, maybe?
Correct. So we drove back through that way to come back
home.
Okay. So and stopped. And that's kind of, we don't just go from point A to point B ever.
We take
the scenic route, and we're like, oh, hey, there's a giant something we want to take a photo of. And the falls around Copper City, I believe it's called. They're right there on the road. All of a sudden you're driving and there's a set of waterfalls.
Nice.
And they're gorgeous and beautiful. And
it makes those 2-lane highways more tolerable.
Absolutely. Take your time. Enjoy what's going on.
Would it kill you to drive through Marinette and see your old pal Petey or stop off at one of our fine establishments?
I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
I really am.
It's a nice, there's some nice places to stop there. We got a harbor. We got some restaurants. We got a logging museum.
You ever
been to a logging museum?
I've never been to a logging museum.
All right. Well,
Fred Flintstone on a log? Do they give you that opportunity?
They have had those contests before, and I'm amazed that people could do that.
I know. I don't think I could do it, but I would try.
I'd fall and hit my head on the log and never be seen again.
I think you probably could hold on to something while you're doing it.
So we have a quiz for you, which I think will be fun to do. And I think this is a little nuts, but I think we're going to pull it off. And Conrad, there were 2 sheets in here.
Can I have like a phone a friend? Like, is someone going to help me with this one? Because it's history.
We'll do this. If people listening want to text in the answer to help Heather, that's totally fine. I think you're probably going to do okay. We've got it broken down into different categories. We've got Appleton questions, Oshkosh questions.
Oh, boy.
And Green Bay.
And Green Bay. Pittsburgh questions, Conrad? That's
Pittsburgh.
Too much. No, we'll do this.
Q-Oscom
Mr.
Questions.
Rogers. Who is Mr. Rogers?
All right,
from Pittsburgh.
That's true.
Fred
Public,
Rogers.
Broadcast. Mm-hmm. So we'll do, are these documents are from here?
One of them has the answers on it. One of them doesn't. So Heather can go
Did
along
we
with it.
Fact check them?
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. So I was going to say we should have started this a week ago Tuesday with all this.
I know. I'm like, there's
paper.
A lot of papers.
So here's, okay. you can do this.
As Pete's shuffling all the papers.
Ted Baxter at the end of a newscast.
Okay. Oh, it's multiple choice. Thank goodness.
Yes. All right. So we will start. Let's start with Appleton.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Appleton. Let's be alphabetically correct here. This is the Nightlight. What do we call this?
New Wisco Quiz.
New Wisco Quiz.
Ooh,
I'm digging
like
that.
All right. Am I the first one to play?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
All right. And that,
no
that means
sure.
absolutely nothing, but I'm glad you're excited about that. Okay. The Nightlight New Wisco Quiz, taken by our friend Heather Heil. She's here in the studio. She is the Business Development Director at the Green Bay Children's Museum. So much cool stuff coming up there. Check it out, folks. Bring your kids or just go as an adult, right?
No, you need a child. Every adult needs a child. Every child needs an adult. Yeah.
All right. I think that's a good rule.
Yeah, it's a good rule.
All right. Appleton questions are leading us off. Con, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Coach
here
K?
We go.
All right. What? Ooh.
Yes. Right. We're going to hear that a lot,
Do we have
friends.
A buzzer, though, if she...
My competitive drive is no.
All right, Appleton questions start. What famous actor is from Appleton is in such movies as Spider-Man, Nosferatu, and Poor Things?
William Dufault.
Oh.
I don't need to be in
one.
I knew that one right away.
It gets much harder from there.
It probably does.
How did Appleton get its name? A famous traveler, Pete Schoppel, was sitting under an apple tree and an apple fell on his head. B, Samuel Appleton. C, a wealthy businessman, Conrad Appleton Krieger. D, Lawrence University's Dean of Students, William H. Appleton.
Oh, I'm going to B or D. Yeah. I don't know the answer to this one, Solid. I'm going to say D, Lawrence, just because it's deep. No.
So close.
Was I close? It was Samuel.
You had the right choices.
Okay.
When in doubt, Bailey out. Go with the C.
Samuel Appleton. Okay.
It's one for one.
All right.
There's no shame in that. No, one for two. I'm sorry. What minor league team plays in Appleton? I'm not even going to read
it. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Very well done.
The Milwaukee Brewers, who Sal Frelick played for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Sal Frelick, who is a Milwaukee Brewer. Yeah. I have his baseball card.
Uh-huh. Very nice. What is that worth on the open market?
Probably a big hug for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Conrad's other options were A, the Dairyland Cheesers. Too spot on, I think.
Right on the nose.
B, the Appleton Brewers. I could buy that. And C, the Beer Tankers. Mm. All fine.
Good,
names.
Conrad. Those are good.
All right. Heather is two for three.
I can name teams.
We are jamming through this history. This history museum on College Ave in Appleton is in what type of architecture? A, school. B, Homer Simpson's house. C, castle. D, the wealthy businessman Conrad Appleton Krieger studio apartment from 1546.
It's not D. I want to say castle, but I feel that's Oshkosh. School. Castle.
All right, we'll go. Okay. You kind of did the old give the answer and then look at their expressions. That's okay, though. We accept that. All right. Are we in the, now I've got, okay. We did Appleton. That's it for Appleton, right?
Yeah. That's it.
Let's go to Oshkosh. Heather Heil's crushing it, by the way.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Okay.
Three for four.
Yep.
Here are Oshkosh questions. It's the Nightlight New Wisco, quiz.
Here we go.
Taken by Heather Heil, who is in studio and just came from the gym. Number one, what is Oshkosh's nickname? Is it A, Oshmagosh, B, Sawdust City, C, EAA Village, or D, Winnebago Town?
I'm going to say I don't know any of those, but I feel like it's Oshmagosh with the field that they have there for the festival.
It is close.
That is incorrect.
Is it Sawdust? What is it?
It is. It is Sawdust City.
What? Do you know why?
All the sawmills that they...
That makes sense.
All the sawmills that I didn't even know were there.
Okay.
tip of my hat, Oshkosh. I love Leon's. Number two, what famous clothing manufacturer is Oshkosh home to? A, Levi, B, Nike.
What is Oshkosh Bagosh?
Oh, she didn't even.
I knew that one.
All right.
Cold.
Four for six.
Crushing four for six.
Number three, this is a free one. What is your favorite event that Oshkosh hosts?
Farmer's Market.
I would have said bingo, but okay. Farmer's Market.
Yeah, I love the Oshkosh Farmer's Market.
For sure you'd say EAA.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Very nice.
Farmer's Market.
All right. Number four. How did Oshkosh get its name?
Chief Oshkosh.
Correct.
Yes.
Number five. What is UW Oshkosh's team name? Is it D, the Titans?
Titans.
Did I tip my hat there by reading D first?
No, I did know it was the Titans.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I don't feel as bad.
I just, when I was in high school, I ran track there.
Wow. You think you could take me in a race?
Probably.
Really?
Bring it. I was like track athlete.
Really?
Yes. I was a sprinter, 800 meter relay.
I was too, just for the fact that I was in this state. I didn't compete at a state meet. But
I did. I went to lacrosse, baby.
What was your 40 time?
40?
I did an 8.3.
I want to say it was like 12.1.
12.1? No. On the 40 yard dash?
No, wait. Hold on. I don't know. Hold on, wait.
I think you need somewhere between four and five.
Give her a ding.
Oh, like that for the lower one. Yes.
Yeah.
For okay, sorry.
Yard dash, yeah. All right. We are going to get back to the quiz. Number six.
Yeah.
This museum in Wisconsin has a collection of more than 200 historic airplanes.
EAA Aviation Museum.
Yes, Heather. All right. We've got only Milwaukee questions to go. Green Bay. Oh, yeah. You put Milwaukee in there. All right.
Okay.
Our question of the night, we will, we got to go already?
No, Conrad,
we got 30 seconds.
30 seconds? I can't, Steady Eddie's text should be a mini-series.
John Nicolet for number four, River Runs Through.
No, we're going to do this. We'll do this after the break. I was going to try to read some texts. All right, we're coming back, folks. Heather Heil is going to finish the Northeast Wisconsin Nightlight Quiz. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Right back.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the home stretch here. We've got a great show tomorrow night as well. Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will be here, and my pal Frank Anderson, who founded Wisconsinology and is a writer, director, and okay. We've got to get to some text because I don't know what happened here. I kind of lost track of time, and I feel bad about that. So let's get to the text.
Because it's a party in here. Yeah, we're talking ice cream. What are they saying?
So, all right. We got to get to, oh, I wrote down this email. And that, all right, Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, Conrad with a K is correct. It's ice cream, dude. Get over yourself, Mr. Big Ball. Can I read that on the radio?
He's talking about tennis balls.
Balls are just ball. We don't know what he means. There is
that
no.
Escalated so quick.
There is no controversy. Call it ice cream or I will scream. Okay, Steady Eddie. He says, when I get the blahs, I will often indulge in an ice cream called Haagen-Dazs. It's like a visit from Santa Claus. I scream a trillion hurrahs for the ice cream named Haagen-Dazs. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Say it with me a trillion times. No, I won't, Steady Eddie. He says, Conrad will keep count. I'll wait. Go Haagen-Dazs. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. I will also sometimes make an ice cream stop at the glorious and enchanting store called the Chocolate Shop. Great stuff. Pete Shop spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. Now, that's something that should get your undies in a bunch. Sometimes I'll have ice cream for lunch. Steady Eddie, we were just talking about Dr. Seuss.
And we
Steady
were. Eddie. It sounded very Dr. Seuss-y.
He says, P.S., young Sheldon was great. Agreed, oh, Steady Eddie. Good. That's a great text.
That would, like, took some thought, Steady Eddie. Oh, I like that.
He's the king.
You contribute.
Absolutely. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, Sassy Cow Creamery in Sun Prairie. I pick up trailers of milk, and while waiting, they offer me either a cone or dish. Ever since ice cream they make is every ice cream they make is outstanding. My favorite is raspberry swirl. Ooh, love it. Yeah. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite ice cream is from Babcock Dairy on UW campus. I don't know where that is. Is that the Union?
UW
You're talking
campus.
About that maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Brian from Green Bay says, I was hoping ice cream was the word since I missed it. Sorry, Brian.
It's the magic word.
Yeah. And then Lee from DePere says, random. Oh, 1961, Dairy Queen had the most franchises in the fast food category.
That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You can vouch?
I can vouch for that. Right. I saw that on social media. I think it was Dairy Queen, and I don't remember the other ones. But I was, not Burger King. Burger King was like number five.
Okay.
But McDonald's wasn't in there. It was just all, yeah, before that. So.
That's fantastic.
Dairy Queen.
That's a Cliff Clavin fact right there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you, Lee. Tom from New Berlin says, love history, want to, their freezer technology in the 1600s, there has to be. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that, buddy. All right, we are caught up on text. Heather Heil is here. She was taking our quiz. You have another thing you want to talk about.
I do. Because when you talk about, I always want to have something prepared for you of what I'm like watching and reading. I'm watching the TV show Hacks right now, but I just watched the documentary Pee Wee Herman, the Paul Rubens documentary, which I think was so incredible.
You loved it.
I loved it. Well, full disclosure, growing up, I loved that show. My parents hated me watching that show. They didn't feel that it was educational. But in watching this, it's a two-part series in the life of Paul Rubens. He was such a genuine, like, he was one of us just trying to make it and find his voice. And he was with the Groundlings acting. Yeah. And he was some Saturday Night Live, like, big players. And just we forget about all of that stuff. And he turned the persona, the one that stuck, was the Pee Wee Herman and the Playhouse thing. And he went into that, but he full on, and I don't want to like give anything away with the documentary, but he immersed himself in that character so hard that when other things happened in his life, people forgot that he was still just Paul Rubens and that was a character.
Yeah.
And I found that to be very tragic on our part, so that we're judging that way, but also like having loved that show and how he really wanted to foster children to look at things in different ways. So he had a talking chair and you didn't see talking chairs, and teaching children vocabulary through the word of the day. Yeah. And all of his different characters were really meant to do that play-based learning, which I do now at a children's museum. And
you said they came full circle.
It just full circle for me of like, okay, first it was like, it was Mr. Rogers for me and learning through that. And he did the same thing. And then, so I am not ridiculous in thinking I am in the category of Mr. Rogers and Pee Wee Herman. However, I just think the work that they've done to help foster children's imaginations and curiosity and let them think for themselves has just been so unparalleled, and I just thank them both.
Oh, his show is legendary.
Yeah,
I mean, he found a niche and ran with it, and I think there's times, I'm sure, as a serious actor, he would have been like, oh, I hate doing this, or got sick of it, but like, and I don't know, I'm just guessing, and I've heard people talk about him, and they always thought it was funny how he would be just talking like Paul Rubens, and then, Paul, you're on.
he had to do that. Yeah,
I can't wait to see that
because he had to separate. Yeah, so worth watching. And again, even his like younger years, like the Groundlings. I can't think of the actor's name right now who is a big actor. Phil Hartman.
Yeah,
thank you.
Love Phil Hartman.
Also like with that stuff. So yeah, just really really cool improv stuff. So support your improv, people.
Absolutely, and thank you for that review. because that's exactly what it was. I am going to check that out. I can't wait. I've heard so many good things about that. We have time for a couple more questions, Conrad, before we get
I'd say we have time for, two.
We can do what we want, Conrad. We can do it.
Look, we could stay here and do the quiz all night. We just have to go off the air.
No, we don't. I mean, come on.
Let's just keep going.
Are the on-air police going to come get us?
Yes.
Probably crackers.
I didn't say that. Number one, this is our Green Bay category.
Back
Heather's
in.
Crushing the quiz. Heather Heil is here, business director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. What happened there?
Sorry.
Dance party.
Guess the tune. All right, we have time for one more. What is the oldest city in Wisconsin founded in 1634?
Green Bay.
Okay.
Correct.
What was originally the name of Green Bay?
It was, I'm going to say, the Bay of Papers.
Bay of Stinkers. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It's because of the green algae that was formed around the bay. It stunk.
The Bay of Stinking Waters.
I will not accept that in my adopted work town.
We don't
talk about that. What French explorer discovered Green Bay?
Jean de Nicolet.
Oh, she's too good.
Correct.
The next time you're here, these quizzes are going to be much harder.
No, I'm going to keep them easy, so let me feel like I'm winning.
Thank you to Heather Heil. Thank you to Lance Barber from Young Sheldon. Thank you for all your texts and calls, everybody. We're coming back tomorrow night, and I hope you'll join me. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. In Harvey Weinstein's retrial in New York, the judge received a letter from the jury foreperson today that said, quote, "I need to talk to you about a situation that isn't very good." Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to all charges, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
After sending that note to the judge, he brought in the foreperson who told the judge that jurors were attacking one another and bringing up Harvey Weinstein's past. The judge brought all the jurors together, said they needed to be cordial and only discuss the evidence. They'll be back for a fourth day of deliberations in Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial.
A Connecticut judge has settled a bitter feud over the estate of the late blues guitarist Johnny Winter, ordering his managers to pay $226,000 in damages for improper payments they received after his 2014 death and rejecting their claim to the rights to his music. This is ABC News.